proclamation number 7737 dated the November 3rd, 1960. Signs of the last days. You, too, will be addressed by me in an extraordinary way. You should pay attention to the signs you see in the sky and on earth, for all great events are often foreshadowed. Thereby you will be able to identify the hour you live in, because the precise time cannot be given to you or you would not be able to continue living on earth, since you would die of fear and prematurely end your own life. Therefore you need never believe those prophets who inform you of the time when the judgment will happen. These are false and merely confuse people's thoughts. But pay attention to the signs which I have announced to you time and again. 4. Before the end, a battle will yet ensue for the sake of my name and you, my servants on earth, will be called to account. This is a certain sign that the last day will come soon afterwards, for I said, I will shorten the days. Single quote, because this battle will be waged with such brutality that I must appear personally in order to put an end to it. And I will come. You need not fear this battle because I will furnish you with great strength for the sake of those who are still weak or undecided and to whom you shall serve as an example, so that they will still find the path to me. And then my power will manifest itself, and my wisdom will truly do what is right in order to turn the earth into a place of education for the spiritual beings again. For the time has come to an end. A new era will start for the human beings who, as the root of a new generation, I will remove from earth before the end. Then a paradise-like state will exist on earth again where all people will live in love and in the right love for me, so that I can dwell in the midst of them as I have promised those who will persevere until the end, for they will be blissfully happy. But the fact that a time of adversity must first come to pass on earth is unavoidable because a few shall still be saved, they shall still find redemption through Jesus Christ, hence prior to it his name shall still be proclaimed throughout the world. However, the time of affliction has started already and the world is yet to see great hardship. Nevertheless, my own recognize the time and abide by me and I will truly strengthen them and support them whenever they threaten to weaken. I myself will be on their side and lead the way as their commander-in-chief, therefore they will indeed remain victorious in the lost battle because they will make use of my strength and anticipate my coming. And they will stand firm until the end. Anyone whose strength is fragile will be recalled by me before, because he shall not fall prey to my adversary. But you should always appeal to me for an intensified influx of strength. You should only ever stay in contact with me and this difficult time will pass you by as well and my coming will deliver you from all adversity. You will be able to enter the kingdom of peace. The new earth will receive you in all its splendor and glory, and you will start a new life in and with me, as I shall dwell in the midst of you as I have promised. Amen.